relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Just think about this. If Donald Trump had won re-election and had left the Afghan translators behind, right, they would accuse him of racism. Huh. So they would, that's exact, CNN would go that right. He doesn't like brown people. That's what they would say. That's exactly what they would say.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
He's absolutely right. That's Greg Gutfeld, who is crushing it with his nighttime show. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This is footage that cropped up on my social media feed of women and children trapped in Afghanistan. And I'm going to play it, but I want you to just imagine if this footage were released during the 4 years previous of the Trump administration. Cut four, play cut.
President Biden, President of the United States, please save us our families, save us our lives. We don't know what to do there. Please help us. Please help our families. We don't know. We are in danger. It is many days that we are outside the Hechkaya and we didn't get access. What should we do? Please save us.
Hechkaya is the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. Those are women with their children trapped outside the airport trying to escape. Why? Clearly because they are afraid of the Taliban regime that literally, as we are preparing for the show, just a matter of 10 minutes ago, we were witnessing the press conference from Tony Blinken, that beta male pathetic excuse for a man from the State Department, literally used again, the phrase, the inclusivity of the Taliban administration, hoping that they'll be inclusive. What do you think those women have in terms of expectations for the inclusivity of the Taliban regime? What would the reaction, what would the mainstream media's headlines, evening TV shows, incessant drumbeat be if the Trump administration had left tens of thousands of non-white Afghans in Afghanistan who'd worked for us, the TERPs, the interpreters, the SIVs, the special interest visas? And my question is a very simple one. Where are the feminists? Where are the women in the My Body, My Choice t-shirts? Where are the protesters who clawed, literally, we've got the video, clawed at the bronze door of the Supreme Court as Justice Kavanaugh was being confirmed? And where are, this takes me back to my first day in the White House, January 21st, 2017. Saturday after the inauguration, I went in because, hey, I wasn't going to wait around. And after I did my time in the building, got my badge, picked my office, left, the mayor of Washington, D.C., for some, well, I guess it's obvious reason, had given the Pink Pussy Hat Women's March protesters permission to use all four streets around the White House. Yes, to march in such a way that you physically couldn't drive around the White House. So I had a fun time trying to leave the White House the day after the inauguration, surrounded by all these women who were so adamant about how bad for women, how misogynistic, how racist, how bigoted my new boss, President Trump, was. Where are they now? Where are those women? Where's Madonna speaking from the podium that day about how she has dreamt so many times of blowing up that building as she pointed to the White House? Where is she? Where's Susan Sarandon? Where's Michael Moore for that? He's actually praising Biden for his delightful, wondrous evacuation of Kabul. And it's not an evacuation. It's a retreat. As our good friend Jim Carafano tweeted yesterday, he'll be with us today. When you leave the battlefield after contact with the enemy, an enemy who killed 13 of our warfighters, that's not a withdrawal. That's a retreat. So what you are witnessing right now is the truth about the Democrat Party. And yes, I will say the Democrat Party, because if you voted for Biden because the tweets were mean, because you didn't like the way he spoke, this is your culpability. You are responsible for the plight of those women and children. You are responsible for the deaths of those Marines, that corpsman, and that Army Staff Sergeant. Because you enabled America being taken over by cowards and a senile old man. Just pick a topic. I don't care what the topic is, what the sector of political or economic activity is. National security, foreign policy, the economy, education, freedom of speech. Every single one of them is disastrous. We'll be talking to Mark Morgan, former commissioner for CBP, about what's happening on the southern border. Right now, as we speak, your money is being spent to shore up the border regime between Afghanistan and the neighboring Tajikistan. Why? Because Tajikistan doesn't want millions of refugees flooding into their country as the Taliban takes over. American money is being used to build a border regime between Afghanistan and Tajikistan as our southern borders regime has been literally dismantled. 6,000 illegal aliens every single day. By the end of the first calendar year, 2 million illegal aliens crossing our border. And who knows how much fentanyl, illegal drugs, weapons, serial rapists, murderers. Another report yesterday. That's on you if you're a Democrat. If you thought, oh, he's just a nice old man. What damage can he do? after 47 years of being a swamp creature, after what he did to Clarence Thomas to effect as chairman of that committee, a, quote, high-tech lynching of a black judge who dared not to stay on the political plantation, but actually wanted to be a Supreme Court Associate Justice as a black conservative. That's Joe Biden. That's who he is. A man who gets elected by you after he says things like this. After he says, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. After he says things like, poor kids are just as talented as white kids. That's a bigot. He always was a bigot, and you empowered him. And now he's left our Afghan partners to be, well, who knows what'll happen to them? Enslaved, persecuted, or killed? The reports are coming in right now. Things that we don't even want to talk about on live radio, but maybe we should. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the Refactor.com studios. Next, the one and only Mark Morgan. Are you in daily pain? I don't care whether it's your hip, your shoulder, your ankle, your knee. You've got to try Relief Factor. If you've tried everything else and failed to liberate yourself from the pain, this is the potential answer. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting their lives back every single day with this 100% drug-free product. People like Deborah from Massachusetts. This is her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be your story. That could be your story. And there's only one way to find out, but it's okay. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Deborah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. That's Dr. G's guarantee. Call today. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's present. Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you indeed, Mr. President. What could you do, dear listeners, with an extra $1,000 a month? It's true. The Fed will raise interest rates imminently, but you can still lock in a super low mortgage rate. Now is the time to do it. Don't wait and miss that opportunity to save, save, save. Get a free mortgage review and learn how you can get up to $1,000 back every month without resetting your term. Yes, that's right. Our good friends at American Financing can write a loan for 10 years or over, but only if you call them now. There's no pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. Call them today, 855-581-5828. Do you want to save money? It's simply that easy. The number, 855-581-5828, or just go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MLS 182334, MLSConsumerAccess.org. Save yourself a bundle of money right now. AmericanFinancing.net. The footage is shocking. Refugees not only stuck at the Kabul airport, but landing here in America, being whisked away from Dulles Airport to who knows where. Let's talk to somebody who has something to say about the issue. Former Commissioner for the Customs and Border Protection Agency, now with the Heritage Foundation, Mark Morgan. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian, for having me.
I got to go straight to, for the jugular. We are hearing again and again and again from Alejandro Mayorkas at DHS, from the State Department today, from Antony Blinken, that they have a rigorous vetting process for the over 120,000 Afghans who have been flown out on our military flights. How do you do vetting, for example, for a person who has no documents and whose bio data isn't on any system we own? Can you explain the wizardry of this administration to me?
No, exactly, Sebastian. Look, what you just talked about is common sense. Look, a couple of things we know that are factual based, not spin and misdirection, come from this administration. First of all, the military commanders, their mission was very clear from the White House. It was all about fast, fast, fast. Get people on planes as fast as possible. Look, I've been serving this country for 35 years. I've been involved in operations where fast took precedent over other things. And when that happens, things fall through the cracks. There is no doubt that people were getting on that plane that we knew virtually nothing about, Sebastian. And look, the facts are detailing this. We've already heard about people got on the planes that later they found derogatory information that they were connected to the Taliban. They were connected to ISIS. Here in Dulles, we had an Afghan refugee that landed in Dulles in America that was actually deported previously for being convicted of rape. It goes on and on. And real quick, here's another spin and misdirection that they're giving the American people right now. The majority of individuals from Afghanistan coming here are not those SIV applicants or holders, the ones that risk their lives to help American citizens. They're general refugees. We know even less about them. And the general application process for SIV, Sebastian, it takes months, if not over a year, to do proper vetting. And it's an extensive, multi-step procedure. And now they're able to do that in days? No, I don't believe it. It's just not true.
And what happens if somebody, and this is just a hypothetical, but if the majority of these people are, in fact, not SIVs, not former interpreters, just somebody who said, I'm going to America, I'm going to get on that plane, and we find out that they don't meet the requirements for asylum, for refugee status, we can't give them back to the Taliban in Afghanistan. So what happens then, Mark?
Exactly, Sebastian. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's the common sense approach. Look, I know you agree. You and I have talked about this. We're the most compassionate country in the face of the planet. That's what makes America great. I also believe we have a moral obligation to take care of those that actually took care of our uniformed personnel in Afghanistan. But that doesn't mean that we should be devoid of all common sense. Look, we also have a responsibility to make sure we have an extensive, robust vetting process. So here's a thought for them. Slow down. Slow down. The Afghans now that have left and they're in third countries like Ramstein, Germany, they're out of immediate harm's way. Slow down. Make sure the vetting process is done there before one Afghan steps foot in American soil. How about that for an option?
I love it. But let me run a hypothetical past you. Tell me if this is Looney Tunes or whether this is, in fact, highly likely. 124,000 people, I think, that we've flown out of Kabul. Thousands are already here in the United States. Others are at the so-called lily pad locations in our partner countries on our bases or their bases. What if there is a guy or 10 guys or 100 guys who were Taliban fighters for some militia warlord in a specific province? We never caught them during operations in Afghanistan. Therefore, their name, their biometric data, their fingerprint don't exist in any database that we have access to. But they thought, for whatever reason, whoa, there are planes flying to America right now from Kabul. I'm going to get me onto one of those planes. That individual is welcomed by our forces because that's what they've been told to do. They're packed onto one of those C-17s, flown to Dulles Airport, and they're given that status of parolee or what have you, given their temporary ID card. And as the state trooper I heard from was instructed by Virginia, if they leave the concourse and the group that is escorting them, you are not to stop them. You are not to impede them. They are allowed to go wherever they want by themselves. We have just allowed into America a member of the Taliban. Is that hypothetical? Impossible? Is it crazy?
No, Sebastian, it's not. And I hope your listeners are paying close attention. everything you just said is absolutely possible. And let me use Secretary Mayorkas' own intelligence group that said just last week that they cannot rule out the possibility that you just described. Those are their words, not mine. Think about that. And again, in Afghanistan, there is no way that they were able to properly vet and prove. Look, the Taliban, and we don't think they could exploit just as you described. Think about it. They were able to pull off the worst terrorist attack against American soldiers in over a decade. You don't think they could have got some false documents real quick and boarded one of the C-17s leaving every 45 minutes and the chaotic rush to get Afghans out of Afghanistan? Of course that's possible.
I have to ask you, we've only got 1 minute left in this segment with you, but as a former Marine, I need to ask you your reaction to what happened, the attack on your fellow Marines.
Look, that's why I'm wearing a United States Marine Corps pin right now, Sebastian. I'm going to continue wearing that. Look, I hate to second guess the military leaders on the battlefield, so I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is second guess the President of the United States and this administration who gave them the orders to carry out what was really a chaotic, horribly done evacuation. Yeah. I hold this administration responsible.
We'll be back with our good friend, former CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan, now Heritage Foundation Fellow. Don't forget, we have a brand new podcast, exclusive one-on-one interviews you won't find anywhere else, including with the President of the United States, who was with us just a week ago. Look for America First one-on-one. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. You will not want to miss a single episode. That's the new America First podcast, one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. This is America, and we should have access to the best meat in the world. But you've been there, haven't you? You wanted to have a juicy steak, and you went to the local grocery, and you bought something that was wrapped in saran wrap, and you got home, you cooked it, and, well, let's just say, it wasn't quite the American experience. Do what I do. Go with the people you can trust. GoodRanchers.com for the very best in T-bones, strips, fillets, gourmet burgers, no hormones, no antibiotics, animals that are pasture-raised here in the United States. 50% less than other similar box services, and get $20 off right now. Or you should subscribe to this mouth-watering selection of American meat that will be delivered right to your door. GoodRanchers.com/GORKA. Use promo code Gorka at checkout. That's $20 off. Do yourself a favor. Have a great steak. GoodRanchers.com/GORKA.
You're listening to America First with the indispensable immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Why, thank you, Jennifer. I love that. Legal immigrant. We'll have to add that in, the indispensable legal immigrant. Thank you, guys. You are making the gear, the America First gear, fly off the shelves. Randy, our purveyor, has texted me this morning. If you want to send a message to those around you that you're not responsible for Kabul, you didn't vote for this guy, check out all the America First gear on our new store. We've got amazing America First mugs, all made in America with an eagle on the bottom, the mandatory hats. We've got an amazing hoodie with the stars and stripes inside the hood. America First, this is my favorite. It's got the stars inside the hood. Just epic. When I saw that, I said, we need those. And then, of course, in honor of the president coming on our show, we've got the t-shirts to celebrate what he said at his last rally. If you're woke, you're a loser. Check out SebGorkaStore.com for all your America First gear and my books, signed copies, especially the one that's most relevant, sadly now, Defeating Jihad. Check them all out, especially if you're woke, you're a loser. SebGorkaStore.com. We are back with Mark Morgan of the Trump administration, now the Heritage Foundation, and with a fair Mark, let's focus. We've done one hypothetical with regards to the refugees in Afghanistan, how it could be exploited by jihadists. Let's talk about the obvious thing. If I'm a bad guy, if I'm going to red team what the bad guy's thinking and what they're preparing to do with a border regime that has literally been dismantled since you were running it and since President Trump started the wall, if I'm a bad guy and I didn't get onto one of our C-17s, I'm just going to get myself to Mexico and walk across the border and do terrorism here in America. Is that out of the question?
No, it's not, Sebastian. And again, if you look at the intelligence community, if those that are being honest will tell you the same thing. Here's what we do know. All the rhetoric from this administration, though, saying that one terrorist organization, how they're fighting with one terrorist organization, that's all bunk. Because the reality is all the terrorist organizations now fully operating freely in Afghanistan have all one thing in common: their hatred for America.
Yes.
And their unwavering commitment to do us harm remains. And so they're going to continue, as they have been, looking for every single vulnerability to do that mission to do us harm. And right now, one of the biggest vulnerabilities that this country has is our southern border. You know, let me give you just real quick, just a couple of stats, because, you know, 40-50% of border resources have been pulled off the line to process the 212,000 we're getting every single month. Large area of the borders are wide open, unsecured. This fiscal year alone, we're estimating, I'm being conservative, 340,000 gotaways. Think about that, Sebastian. 340,000 gotaways, illegal aliens that made it past our frontline defense and made their way into this country, into every town, city, and state. Among them are criminals, gang members, etc. But also keep in mind, part of that is we've apprehended individuals from 140 different countries, and this year, 14 apprehensions of folks being on the FBI's terror screening database. Think about that. That impacts every aspect of our national health, national safety, and our national security. But it should be terrifying.
But Mark, shouldn't we call all of these people gotaways? Because if the CBP, if the agencies that catch people who don't have a criminal record that we know of, give them money, an ID card, and a plane ticket to Boston, then they're all gotaways, aren't they?
Yeah, Sebastian, you good point. You know, right now you're apprehending somebody, they have no documents whatsoever, Border Patrol. Come on. There's no way that they can legitimately verify who all these people are, and within a few hours they're releasing them in the communities, never to be heard from again. Sebastian, you're absolutely right. We don't know enough about these individuals that we're intentionally and willfully allowing in our country. You know, and then we have the unaccompanied minor issue as well, vetting and lack of vetting.
Explain the figures for children that you mentioned in the break.
Yeah, Sebastian, you and I are talking right now. It just came out. It just broke that under this administration, specifically HHS, Health and Human Services, who are responsible for the resettlement of unaccompanied minors, they can't account for almost 40% of the unaccompanied minors that have been released in the United States. That equates to about 45,000 unaccompanied minors. And I'm kind of smirking a little bit because this is just another example of the lies and hypocrisy coming out of this administration. But what is not funny is what's happened to those 45,000. We know that this administration, just like in Afghanistan, they have traded speed for substance in the vetting process. The vetting process is almost non-existent now. They're getting kids to sponsors as fast as they can. They're not doing proper vetting. And now the results are they don't know where 40% of them are. But we do know there's a good percentage of them that end up being trafficked. And that is what is the most inhumane thing this country is doing.
This is the point that you've got Alejandro Mayorkas at the head of DHS saying the system is working. It's working so well that 45,000 unaccompanied minors cannot be traced by this administration. It is a disgrace and it is inhuman. The Heritage Foundation's Mark Morgan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. God bless you. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Is it Semper Fi or Semper Gumby? That's the question. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for your liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. Superb U.S.-made weapons. Check out the whole range at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. You saw that shocking video, that tragic video of the Afghan women in that bus with their children. But it seems as if there's a lack of information inside the White House. Do we have more information than they do? This is the propagandist in chief. Cut five, play cuts.
There's some reporting from the BBC. Some color from that story. Since the Taliban came to power, one man said they haven't stopped killing. A few days ago, this person said they killed 12 members of special forces in Kandahar, three soldiers in Jalalabad as well. The Taliban took them out of their homes and shot them. Given this kind of reporting that we're hearing, is it possible that our reliance on the Taliban to keep their word in terms of our evacuation is misplaced? We're going back on things like the amnesty promise.
Well, first, I don't have any confirmation of those details. I'm not questioning the BBC's reporting. I just don't have any confirmation of them from the U.S. government.
So I guess the BBC has better intel than the 17 U.S. intelligence agencies that work for the President of the United States. Let's get his reaction. I've been waiting all week for this. He is the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. He is the man we go to for all matters national security and foreign policy. Jim Carafano, welcome back to America First. You're on.
Am I on? No, I'm not on.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, well, there
you are live on national radio.
Sorry, America. You have to actually hear. So listen, I think there's two big issues. One is what they're going to do next, which is going to make things even worse in the White House. And I think the other is how we stop it.
Okay, so before we get to that, for 2 days now, I've been quoting your tweet here on America First. A very powerful, super powerful, very short tweet where you said, Kabul wasn't a withdrawal. It was the result of contact with the enemy, which means it's a retreat, Jim. Why did you write that?
Well, so here's what happened. And I'm not Nancy Drew, but I think, and I even think on your show, people have unpacked this enough to understand what's going on. Biden convinced himself that Afghanistan was going to collapse. So he grabbed Ghani and he said, you're going to kind of deal with the Taliban. And you're going to turn the country over to the Taliban. And what you guys are going to do is let me leave first. And then the country's going to collapse. And it won't happen on my watch and it won't be my fault. And what happened is, of course, the Taliban were like, well, dude, if you just tell us you're leaving, we're not going to cut any deal. And, of course, Ghani got cold feet, grabbed his suitcases and headed for the door. And then what Biden did was just execute his plan anyway. So he precipitated the collapse. And then he put himself in a situation where there was no escape. It's literally like Dustin Hoffman walks up to Custer and says, dude, there's a million Indians on the Little Big Horn. Don't go there. And then Custer charges anyway and gets surrounded by the Indians. And then he turns to the guy next to him and said, how could this possibly have happened?
Okay, but there's one aspect. Well, there's many aspects. So there's one key strategic aspect that I just don't have any plausible scenario for. So the idea that, you know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the intelligence agencies, anybody would allow a president to sacrifice the only strategic air base in the region. How is that possible, Jim?
So here is how this happened. And I, of course, wasn't there, but I know this is what happened because I know how you stop this kind of wacky stuff. So the reason why was because the president said you cannot have any more troops and they couldn't cover both air bases and the embassy. So they sacrificed Bagram.
But they sacrificed both of them, Jim.
So this thing is, it's like, how would you get out of this? Here's how you have gotten out of this, right? In the room, in front of everybody, with note takers, on the record, you would go to the president and say, Mr. President, you have just ordered us to evacuate Kabul with the forces that we have on the ground. I am informing you that that will not work, that that we will not be able to provide for the security of our forces, and we will not get everybody out. Having just told you that, is that the order that you want me to execute? And, of course, any president would have said, no, right? But here's what I'm sure would happen. The president said, well, I'm afraid, you know, we might get a Black Hawk moment here, or we might have casualty or something. So and it'll look like I'm escalating, so you cannot have any more troops. And I'm sure what they did is looked at him and they said, oh, okay, Mr. President, we'll do the best we can. That's how we got where we are. Because we had military leaders who've become so accustomed to just rolling over and doing what their political master said that they don't know how to lead. If FDR did, there were times when FDR looked George Marshall in the face and he said, do this. And Marshall said, Mr. President, I am your servant. I will do exactly what you order me. But let me tell you the consequences of your decision. And FDR said, thank you, General. I appreciate that. We are going to do the thing that's right for this country. And that moment, I am confident, never happened. That's why we are where we are. But here's the problem. When you're in a hole, stop digging. Biden is like digging. He says, I know there's a tunnel under here somewhere. Things are going to get worse because the worst is yet to come.
Which means, as we had a colonel who'd been a student of mine call in the show earlier, who spent a year in Afghanistan with the Civil Affairs Unit. And he said, given what has just happened, he knows that we're going to have to go back and fight. Is that pretty certain, Jim?
I don't know. I do not think that Biden has the stomach to go back and fight, no matter how bad things get.
What if we have 1,000 U.S. hostages and they start killing them?
I don't know. This man has made every wrong decision his entire political career. And part of the reason why we're here is if you think about it, Biden has never been held to the consequences of his decision, right? He's never been in charge. So for 40 years, he said things, most of which were stupid, and either people didn't do them, or, you know, if a bill got passed or something, you know, nobody really held him accountable for the consequences. This, you know, Trump, his whole life was accountable for his businesses, for his people, for his office. He understood that if I made a bad call, I was going to live with what I did to people. So for the first time in his life, Biden made a decision, and humans were held, and he had to deal with that consequence. And how did he deal with it? He ran and hid behind talking points. He cannot do this. He's not capable of taking responsibility for the bad decisions that he makes.
A person with that track record, they're not going to suddenly start making the right decisions, are they, Jim?
Well, and they're not willing to make decisions and take responsibility for the consequences that follow. They want the easy out. They want to be told, it's okay, we'll vote for you anyway, it's not your fault, here's your participation trophy.
Incredible, truly incredible. The Heritage Foundation, join it today. They are the conservative mothership, heritage.org. Follow Jim. He's with us for another segment, as usual, because it's Friday, Second Amendment Friday, National Security Friday, Ask Dr. G Anything Friday, J.J. Carafano on Twitter. Don't forget, we have a new podcast. It's America First one-on-one exclusive interviews with your favorite guests, such as President Trump. Subscribe today, America First one-on-one. Make sure you're finding the correct one, and you will get long-form interviews on the big topics of the day you do not want to miss, wherever you get your podcasts. America First one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka. Now, a little break, because we need to pay the bills. Stay with us.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
I'm excited. This weekend I'm going to get some shooting in, I'm going to get some cigars in, some good meals, and play with my dogs and hang out with my wife, because that's what you do on a long weekend. At least that's what I have planned. My friends, can I save you some money? American Financing are the experts in custom-tailored mortgages. They can save you up to $1,000 a month. What would you do with an extra $1,000 a month? That's a nice gun. It's quite a bit of ammunition. Do it today. Call them. They are the experts. 855-581-5828. No pressure, no fees, nothing hidden. Just honest advice to save you money. Call them today. That's 855-581-5828. AmericanFinancing.net. Save yourself some money. American Financing, MLS 182334, MLSConsumerAccess.org. Go today, AmericanFinancing.net. We are back with Jim Carafano, having great conversations in the breaks that we want to share with you. Two issues. Everything I hear coming out of this White House, this State Department, is an attempt to normalize the Taliban. And we also have to talk about AQ and Haqqani and everything else. But Jim, how can you normalize relations with the Taliban?
Well, here's the problem with trying to do that, is what you are doing is empowering and legitimizing them. And what that will do is speed the degree to which they will become a threat. Their relationship with al-Qaeda and the Haqqani network, and as you know, the Haqqani network were the people that originally insisted that the Taliban invite bin Laden to come to Afghanistan.
Right.
They span Afghanistan and Pakistan. They have a relationship with the Pakistani intelligence services. These are religious zealots. And the Taliban may not have the perfect relationship with it, but they can't give them up.
Explain why al-Qaeda and Haqqani have to go back to Afghanistan, have to reconstitute their bases. Why is the 20th anniversary of September the 11th so important? What is their goal right now, Jim?
Well, see, this gets to the key point, why the administration's course of action is so incredibly dangerous, that it is actually the beginning of the most dangerous phase of this crisis. Not the end of the crisis, but the start of the really big, scary crisis. Because once al-Qaeda, and they've already done this, the day they touch back on Afghan soil, they only have one thing in mind. Only one thing they have to do. They have to have another 9/11. They have to do it. And it has to be planned out of Afghanistan. It's not like, oh, we learned our lesson. You know, if we just stick to terrorism or other places, the Americans won't bother us again. Because honor is power. And they have to regain their honor, and they have to regain their respect, and they have to fill the historic mission that the global jihad is alive and well. And the way they do that is 20 years after 9/11, they strike America in its heart again, and they kill as many as ever more. That is the glory that cannot be resisted. They have to do this.
And how does the open southern border potentially feed into that?
Well, look, I mean, we have several problems here. Tens of millions of people will illegally cross that southern border. Forget about refugees and stuff like this. That is the best, today, the best vector for a terrorist attack. Not try to recruit somebody here. They might get caught. Not send somebody through. Walk across the southern border. It is the best way to get a trained, dedicated team into this country to kill people right now. It is the number one problem. Control of that border is the number one security issue that we have today. And number two is, for 7 months or 8 months now, this administration has been taking the Department of Justice and Homeland Security and using them primarily to persecute, hound, and harass conservatives, Trump voters, all their political enemies. They are not doing the day job, which is focusing on hunting down the terrorists who are on their way here as we speak. Not 5 years in the future. Now.
I'm out of time, but if you think that the Jim is exaggerating anything, I have a story here from Jeremy Beeman that tells you chapter and verse with the names why this is all true. An FBI agent involved in the investigation of the plot against the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and who this agent is and why he was removed from the case and what he said about the former president and his supporters. This is the priority for the political elite today, to hound, to harass, and to persecute those they politically disagree with, as our borders are open and as Haqqani and al-Qaeda are flooding back into Afghanistan. Follow this man. He is outspoken. He's a truth teller. J.J. Carafano on Twitter and join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org. Thank you, Jim, for always being such a strong supporter of the show and coming in studio. Even if you can't see him, he's here. He's that sneaky. He's in studio, but he's got his stealth camouflage on. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.